Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This is a special Father's Day show featuring rapidly rotating records about fathers, papas, daddies, and grandpas, but we'll also have our regular This Week in Recording History segment. We're going to get the show started off right away with Rudy Marlow and his orchestra.
Thank you. by the side of the road that Father planted for me. It was there in my sorrow I found consolation when Father was taken from me. Summer, the leaves began to fall from the tree that grows by the side of the road that Father planted for me.
A family, seven grown-up boys. Handing out advice to his family was his only joy. they would come to him for his good advice almost every day. And when it came to the marriage game, he'd light up his pipe and say, take a little tip from father, take a little tip from dad. Stay far away from the beautiful girls. Each little peach is a full-grown lemon. Wedding chimes 7 times out of 10 are bad. But if you find a girl like mother, get married like your dear old dad. Man Wilson said to his family, I'm for married life. That is, if a man doesn't have to see too much of his wife. Till you meet a girl like your mother, dear, long you'll have to roam. Your mother, dear, 7 months each year would spend with her folks down home. So take a little tip from father, take a little tip from dad. Stay far away from the beautiful girls. Each little peach is a full-grown lemon. Wedding chimes 7 times out of 10 are bad. But if you find a girl like mother, get married like your dear old dad.
From all the way back in 1912, that was Billy Murray, the Denver Nightingale, and Take a Little Tip from Father, written by Irving Berlin and Ted Snyder. Before that, it was Cab Calloway and his Cotton Club Orchestra, November 2, 1933, and Father's Got His Glasses On. That was preceded by George Olson and his music, with vocal by Joe Morrison, and The Tree That Father Planted for Me. That was recorded October 30, 1933. With thanks and best wishes to my own father, whose 90th birthday is just around the corner, we began the show with Thank Your Father. That was the Ben Selvin Orchestra, credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as Rudy Marlowe and his orchestra, with the scat vocal there by Jack Teagarden, who also had an 8-bar trombone solo. A later take from that same January 27, 1930 session was issued on Columbia as by the Knickerbockers, with Smith Ballew performing an all-out vocal version. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. There are, of course, other synonyms for father, one of which is Papa, which is also used in reference to grandfathers. My own granddaughters call me Papa, as a matter of fact. So, continuing this special Father's Day edition of the show is a set of rapidly rotating records about papas, beginning with Isham Jones and his orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives and Sweet Little Papa from June 23, 1926. Before Louis Armstrong, we heard the Goofus Five, the band within a band being a contingent of the California Ramblers, and Poor Papa, He's Got Nothing at All from May 12, 1926. The group was known as the Goofus Five on the OK label, as the Little Ramblers on Columbia, and as the Five Birmingham Babies when recording for Pathé. Poor Papa was written by Harry M. Woods. We started off that set with Isham Jones and his orchestra, October 12, 1923, and Mama Loves Papa.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Another synonym for father is daddy, which in vintage record titles can have somewhat less than wholesome, family-oriented connotations. I had to dig a little, but I managed to find a few G-rated songs about daddies, beginning with Ed Kirkaby.
I'm going back home to my dad. Your hair has turned to silver. I know you're fading too. Daddy, dear old daddy, I'm coming back to you. You made my boyhood happy, but still I long to roam. I've had my way, but now I'll say I long for you and for home. Dear old daddy, you share my sorrows and joys. You tried to bring me upright. I know you'll still be just one of the boys, so I'm starting back home tonight. Your hair has turned to silver. I know you're fading too. Daddy, dear old daddy, I'm coming back to you. You made my boyhood happy, but still I long to roam. I've had my way, but now I'll say I long for you and for home.
With their toys, when I hear cream, daddy's
We haven't heard from Joe Sanders and Carlton Kuhn in a while, but there they were with their original Nighthawk Orchestra providing the vocal on a song which is apparently quite popular in barbershop quartet circles, My Daddy's Dreamtime Lullaby. That was recorded by Victor in Chicago on April 7, 1924. My Daddy's Dreamtime Lullaby was written by Lou Hersher and George Kiefer. Lou Hersher also brought us I'm Free from the Chain Gang Now and I Got Another Lovin' Mama. Before that, it was an equally maudlin song, The Singing Brakeman, Jimmy Rogers and Daddy and Home from 1928. Jimmy Rogers wrote Daddy and Home along with Elsie McWilliams. We began that Daddy set with Eddie Kirkaby and his orchestra with an unidentified male trio and When I Wore My Daddy's Brown Derby, recorded November 13, 1931. When I Wore My Daddy's Brown Derby was written by Charles O'Flynn, Harry Pease, and Max Rich. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. We don't want to leave Grandpa out of this special Father's Day edition of the show, so here's George Formby to start off this segment.
Now in our family we've got an heirloom. They handed it to me a year ago. It's been in our possession since Grandad was a lad. I'll tell you what it is and then you'll know. It's me Grandad's flannelette nightshirt. In it I was christened one day. Down at the church they were in the whirl. No one seemed to know if I were boy or girl. They'd had one or two and they were in a mess. But it's all right, said the preacher, rather curt. I've been and had a quiz and I found out what it is by his granddad's flannelette shirt. Lordy, lordy, his granddad's flannelette shirt. In me granddad's flannelette night shirt I got married one day. In the train, my bride gave a shout. What is that you are pulling out? I said it's old-fashioned and it's tattered and torn, but I brought it honeymooning with me girt. When she said, what is it, dear? I whispered in her ear, it's me granddad's flannelette shirt. Lordy, lordy, me granddad's flannelette shirt. The other day I got an invitation to go and join a nudist colony. And as the life is healthy and in the open air, I trotted off as happy as can be. With me granddad's flannelette night shirt, I walked up to the door. Someone said, now don't make a fuss, just take off your clothes and you'll be like us. I was bashful so I stayed by myself, for with the girls I didn't want to flirt. But when I fell asleep, they all came and had a peep at me granddad's flannelette shirt. Lordy, lordy, me granddad's flannelette shirt.
Grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock.
It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent while a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb, and we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour of departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime as we silently stood by its side.
But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton wrote Grandpa's Spells in 1923 and recorded it with his Red Hot Peppers, but we just heard a version by Charles Kreeth's Jazzomaniacs recorded in St. Louis on November 4, 1925. Before that, it was Australian baritone Harold Williams with the BBC Male Chorus, accompanied by Ernest Lush on piano, and Grandfather's Clock from October 31, 1933. Grandfather's Clock was written in 1876 by Henry Clay Work. He was born in Middletown, Connecticut on October 1, 1832, and died at age 51 on June 8, 1884, but not before writing dozens of patriotic and war songs, including Marching Through Georgia, religious songs, and others such as Take Them Away, They'll Drive Me Crazy, and The Parrot and the Billy Goat, The Monkey and the Mule. We began the set with George Formby and Granddad's Flannelette Nightshirt, written by George Formby and recorded February 17, 1939.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Fats Waller and his rhythm.
Your place is in my arms. I'm gonna tell you to your face how much I care. You know how much I care, yes. Though I know that you're a very popular person, the dream that I'm nursing could never come true without you. I'm gonna really set you right, right where I can hold you tight. With all your other palsy wealthies, you must part. Baby, you got to part. Cause to end this merry chase, I'm gonna send you in your place. In your place is here in my arms. I'm gonna set you in your place, and your place is in my arms. I'm gonna tell you to your face how much I care, care, care. Though I know that you're a very popular person, dream that I'm nursing could never come true without you. I'm gonna really set you right where I can hold you tight. With all those other pals and wowsies, you got to part, part, part. Cause to end this merry day, I'm gonna put you in my place. Ah, and my place, your place, everybody's place. But it's only one place, yeah, that's my heart.
I knew the time had to come when I beheld under your thumb. I'm like a pawn in your hand, moved and compelled at your command. change if I could. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm weak, maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll win, maybe I'll lose, maybe I'm in for crying the blues, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. So it was fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I'll live a life of regret, maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Though it was fine at the start and left with a heart that is breaking, I know that maybe I'll live a life of regret. Maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you.
Thank you.
we began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Fats Waller and his rhythm, June 9th, 1937, and I'm Gonna Put You in Your Place, and Your Place is in My Arms. Fats was followed by America's Sweetheart, Ruth Etting, and Nevertheless, I'm in Love with You, written by Harry Ruby and Burt Kalmar, from June 9th, 1931. Next, even if you weren't familiar with the recording, you might have recognized the group as Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. That was Baby Deer from June 11, 1927. The vocal duet was by Thamen Hayes, who played trombone in the band, and reed man LaForest Dent. We finished up with the piano duo of Constance Mehring and Muriel Pollack and Hi-Hat, composed by Louis Alter. That recording was made by Columbia on June 12, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.